The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. You've often heard me say that Pet evaporated milk is good, sweet country milk concentrated to double richness. Well, I'd like to tell you tonight just what that means. First, you need to know that all cow's milk is about 87% water. That may surprise you, but it's a fact. Cow's milk is about 87% water. Now, all the pet milk people do is remove more than half that water. Nothing else is taken out, only water. The result is a concentrated milk, twice as rich as ordinary bottled milk. So, when you get milk for your family, get pet milk. It's a sure way of getting good, sweet country milk that is literally double rich. A sure way of getting every bit of goodness and nourishment that nature puts into milk. And don't forget, pet milk costs less generally than any other form of milk. Get pet milk at your grocer's tomorrow. Did you ever see one of those ads that says, earn money in your spare time, mail out circulars from your home? Well, the McGee home at 79 Wistful Vista is buzzing like a beehive right now. Get a load of the conversation between the number one drone and his honey, Fibber McGee and Molly.
You know, this little job of mailing out circulars may be the start of a whole new career for me, Tootsie.
And it's about time, too.
Yeah.
You haven't started a new career since way last Tuesday.
Well, I look on this job for a friend of mine downtown. See, I took it on for a friend of mine, a big mail order man, Bud Crud. And Bud says to me,
Who'd you say?
Bud Crud. Calls himself the Little Nifty Knick-Knack Potato Peeler and Button Hook Company.
Well, I don't blame him. If my name was Bud Crud, I'd call myself something else, too.
Now, but get a load of the racket he's got, though. I mail out these white envelopes for Bud, see? The customers send him a buck in the blue return envelope and get themselves a nifty knick-knack combination potato peeler and button hook.
Yeah, but what do you get out of this besides calluses on your tongue from licking envelopes?
Out of every buck that Bud gets back, he gives me a nickel. Sure, you've got to admit that 50%, that's a pretty fair cut, kiddo.
50?
Huh?
That's 5%.
It is? Oh, well, even so. 5%'s a pretty fair return on an investment these days. When you consider that I ain't got anything invested except a little postage, why, 5% on an investment of nothing is even better than 50% on an investment of something. Because a small return on no investment is better than no return on a small investment or even a big one. And 50%, the return of 5%, that is the investment if you... Hand me that instruction sheet there, will you?
Gladly. But do you need an instruction sheet to fold a circular?
No, but just to avoid mistakes of any kind, Bud wrote down here what he wants me to do, you see?
I see.
It says, and I quote, 6 simple steps.
Yes?
1, fold circular. 2, stuff it in the white envelope. 3, stuff a blue return envelope in 2. 4, seal it. 5, mail it. And 6, get a nickel for every buck that gets mailed back. See? That sound easy?
Yes, I don't see how even you can go wrong on that theory.
Oh, thanks, kiddo. Hey, maybe we could get sort of an assembly line going here on this stuff, you know it, Molly? Turn all them envelopes face down so I can stuff them as you hand them to me.
That's
see,
a
that way
good I... idea. Yeah. Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kid. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Oldtimer. I'm too busy to talk much right now. I'm sending out some mail order stuff.
Mail order, eh?
Yeah.
Well, order me some mail, Johnny. I ain't had any mail since way back over.
No. You don't understand, Mr. Oldtimer. Himself here is mailing out circulars for the Little Shifty Knuckle Knocker Potato Peeler Company.
The Little Nifty Knick-Knack Potato Peeler, Molly.
Oh.
Giving people a chance to mail in a buck, Oldtimer, and get a combination potato peeler and button hook.
Yeah. It's a very handy gadget in case you drop a potato into a pair of button shoes and want to peel it before you take it out.
Well, I wouldn't be interested. dresses myself, kids. I got no use for a button hook.
Why, of course not.
Always button my shoes with a hairpin. Very interesting business, though, mail order business.
Yep.
Me and Papa had us a mail order house at one time.
Yeah, your own mail order house?
Yep, we ordered a house by mail from a catalog. Put it up ourselves.
Bungalow?
We bungled high and low. Trouble was, they got the plans all mixed up.
How's it come?
The pattern they sent us was for one of them, their decollete evening dresses.
My goodness, well, couldn't you tell right away it was a dress pattern?
How could we tell, daughter? It says right on the plan, start with a good firm foundation. Poured us 4 yards of concrete and started to work.
Sounds like a natural mistake to me.
Yeah, it was a very interesting experiment, kid. We had the only house in town with a sequin top, a zipper down the side, and a plunging front porch.
Well, sounds charming.
Folks comes from miles around to see the pleats across the bay window and the little round balcony with a bow in the back.
A bow in the back of your house?
Little fat fella named Charlie. Old bow of Mama's. Hung around back laughing at us till Papa caught him and stuccoed him into the living room wall.
That's one way to cement a friendship.
Yeah. Mama didn't like it, though. He was too fat, I guess.
Too fat?
Yep. She said one bay window in the house was enough. Had to dig him out. And I got to dig out of here, too. So long, kid.
So long.
The King's Man and Dear, Dear, Dear.
I'm in a puddle in the middle of a muddle since I met you today. All I can do is stutter. So don't go, go away. Dear, 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 what do I do? Now that I do, adore you. Did I do, my dear, oh dear, dear, dear. Look at me, my, saying goodbye, bye, to all I ever knew. I used to run around, follow the sun around, but maybe I can't explain me. How did you ball and chain me, dear, dear, dear? What do I do? You got me fluttering, muttering, stuttering, dear, dear, I do.
You said lovely weather,
I said I agree.
You said we were birds of a feather,
I said could be.
You said we ought to stick together,
I said naturally.
Now the question is, did I ask you,
or did you propose to me?
I'm gonna strut away, dressed in my cutaway.
My pals will be alerted and claim they've been deserted. Dear, 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 what do I do? When I met you, today. Cause now when I hear those bells in my ear, all I can say is I do, dear, dear, dear.
Better take a little rest, hadn't you, dearie?
Yeah.
You've been working like a little demon for 3 or 4 hours.
No, I can't stop now, kiddo. Too near done. Promised Bud Crud I'd get this done today.
Say, where did you meet this Mr. Crud? Behind a pool cue at the Elks?
Oh, no. I knew Bud for a long time. Then yesterday we got talking about Russia, and he says something about maybe this country was getting too soft. Look down the street, he says, and what do you see? Soda fountains, hamburger stands, malted milk joints. And I says, well, I says, personally, I says, Crud, I says, I prefer a country with too many malt signs to one with too many salt mines. Aha, he says, toupee, my boy. And I says...
Now, wait a minute. Hmm? Why did he say toupee?
That's a French expression, baby. Originally used by fencers.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. When one fencer sliced the ear off another fencer, the other fencer yells, toupee. Meaning, you got me, Pierre. So when Bud Crud seen I had him, he yells, toupee, my boy.
McGee.
Hmm?
The expression is not toupee. It's touche. A toupee is a wig.
Oh, no. I beg to differ with you, Dreamboat. A toupee is an Indian tent. Like a round pyramid. I happen to know that because when I spent my childhood out west on Uncle Sycamore's ranch, I had a little Indian pal named Eddie Run Like a Cow. He lived in a teepee made out of buffalo hides his old man bought from Montgomery Ward's.
He lived in a what?
A toupee.
Well, those Indian tents are called teepees, I want you to know.
You sure? I thought teepee was television.
That's TV, dearie.
Well, then what did I say wrong in the first place besides everything?
You said toupee when you meant touche.
Oh. Well, there'll be you-know-what toupee if we don't get these rest of these envelopes all stuffed. Hand me another batch of the blue ones, will you?
Yes, certainly. There you are. Mm. Heavenly days, you must have stuffed and sealed about 1,000 of them. Aren't you tired?
Tired? I'm dead. But when I think of the dough I'm going to get out of this, I'm like a female baseball fan shedding her girdle after an extra inning game.
How's that?
I really snap out of it. My gosh, kiddo, if you stop to think of 5%...
Now, look busy, McGee. Look busy. Mm-hmm. This may be Bud Crudd.
Oh, yeah.
Your employer.
Yeah.
Come in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, for goodness sakes, it's the good doctor. Come in, Dr. Gamble.
Thank you, my dear. I was just... Well, look at little Mudbrain. What are you doing with all the envelopes, Sonny? Writing nasty letters to the people who forgot to send you Christmas cards?
No, I ain't, Gargle Peddler. I have just embarked into a new business, mail order stuff. I and another guy by the name of Bud Crudd are the brains in the United States Post Office, does all the work.
Well, keep it legitimate, Lemon Face. Uncle Sam takes a dim view of people who set traps in mailboxes.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't worry, Skin Pincher. This is perfectly legit. All people have to do is stick a buck into one of these here stamped envelopes, mail it back to the company, and we send them a little nifty knick-knack combination potato peeler and button hook. Here, have a circular.
No, thanks. I never peel potatoes because it's too much like a busman's holiday. And I haven't used a button hook since I wore my last button shoes back in 1910. Who uses button hooks now?
Well, now. Wait a minute now. Mom's Italian villa always gives you one with a plate of spaghetti.
Oh, that's right.
A button hook.
Yeah.
Very handy for hauling a fresh batch toward the front of the plate, you know.
Well, this is a breeze. It's an open and shut case, that man. I open a white envelope, stuff a blue one in it, and shut it. Here's the instruction sheet. 6 simple steps.
That's very interesting. But I could show you 6 simple steps of my own that would settle this whole thing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what are they, Fatso?
These. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Isn't he cute, Mickey?
Ah, yeah, he's cute. He's as cute as a bug's ear, if a bug's ear is your idea of something cute. Well, back to work, kiddo. I haven't got many more to stuff now. Shove me another stack of circulars.
Here you are.
Thanks. Taste of these envelopes don't improve as the day goes on, you know it? Fond as I always was of horses, I'll never learn to love glue. I wonder if they really do.
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Don't jar the card table, Junior. Don't jar it. I got them envelopes stacked just the way I want them. Face down.
Okay, but would I be considered nosy if I asked what was going on here?
Yes.
No. Himself here has just gone into the mail order business, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful business if you succeed in it.
That's about as conservative a statement as I ever heard, Junior. But when you consider the real genuine value of our offer and the fact that my personal cut is 5% of the haul...
5%, eh? On the gross or the net?
No, on the dough, Junior. Naturally.
Well, that's very interesting, pal. You know, figures have always fascinated me.
Yes, we know. We saw you down at the beach last summer, Mr. Wilcox, with your camera.
No. I mean statistics. Vital statistics.
That's pronounced vital, Junior, not vittle.
In this case, pal, it's vittles. Food, I mean. Particularly food for infants. Do you realize that this week approximately 65,000 babies were born in the United States?
Well, don't shake your finger at McGee. He's been right here stuffing envelopes.
Sir, I've been right here in my teepee all afternoon. And besides that...
65,000 babies demand a lot of food. And you know, if they could talk, do you know what food they'd demand?
What, Pet? I mean, what, Pet?
Personally, I was very slow learning to talk. Never said a word till I was 7 years old. My uncle was in the parlor, and he says to my mother, he says, "What shall we get H.I.M. for his birthday?" And I pipes up and says, "A subscription to Captain Willie's Whiz Bang," I says.
Did you get it?
Did I get it? Right across
McGee!
Well, you know, some babies are more precocious than others.
I never ate much.
Some... And some parents are smarter than others.
Oh?
And the smart ones are those who know that pet milk is always uniformly rich, so that there's never any variation from feeding to cause digestive upset.
And speaking of upsets, my uncle upset me across his knee, took off his belt, which caused his pants to start falling. So he grabbed his trousers, and I ran out the door and never talked again till I was 11. It was my birthday again. And I says, "Make it a subscription to the National Geographic instead." And my uncle...
Hey, speaking of subscriptions, millions of parents subscribe to the theory that pet milk is especially important to tiny babies because it's fortified with vitamin D for sound teeth and bones. And because being sterilized in its own sealed can, it's free from harmful germs. Why, the unvarying high quality of pet milk as a baby food...
Hey.
Regardless of where you live is... What'd you say, pal?
He said, "Do you have to go, Mr. Wilcox?"
Well, yes, I do, kids. I've got to get down to Kramer's Drugstore.
Oh?
Yeah, wife asked me to stop and pick up a little nifty knick-knack combination potato peeler and button hook.
What? They're selling those at Kramer's?
Yeah. Special today, 19 cents. Or free with every 20-cent purchase. See you later, kid.
$0.19, eh?
That's what the man said.
Free with every 20-cent purchase. Must be last year's model. Without the plastic handle. Well, just a few more and we're off to the post office, kiddo. Hand me that last fact there, will you?
All right. But why do you have to lick all those envelopes, dearie? Why don't you use a wet sponge?
I tried that. But the only sponge I got is the big one I washed the car with, and by the time I got it soaked up with water, it was so heavy I couldn't hold it in my mouth. So I had to go back to...
Come in.
Who's that? Oh, Ole from the Elks Club. Hi, Ole.
Hello, Ole.
Well, hello, Mrs. Hello, McGee. Hey, what's this I hear about you selling jackasses?
What do you mean, selling jackasses? Who said that?
Mr. Wilcox.
Huh?
I met him down the street, and he told me you were starting up in the mule order business.
Mail, Ole, mail.
Oh, used mail jackasses? You know Yannis? Well, I suppose one is...
No, Ole. Mail order. We sell by mail.
Well, that's a funny way to sell jackasses, but... If you want to pay all that postage, well...
Ollie, now please.
Yes, Mrs.?
He is not selling mules. It's mail order, not mule order.
Oh. Well, that's a good idea, I thought. If a customer thinks he's got a kick coming, probably he did. What you mail selling instead of mules, McGee?
The little nifty knick-knack combination potato peeler and button hook, Ollie. Very handy device. You got a potato peeler?
I married one.
How about a button hook?
My potato peeler is so busy peeling potatoes, she's got no time for hooking buttons. But say, my littlest kid, little Lars,
yeah.
He answered a circular letter used like that last fall, McGee.
Yeah, what'd he order, Ollie?
Well, it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Lars, he bought a pair of bunny rabbits.
Oh?
And he's going to have a fur farm in the backyard. They're cute little fellas, too.
Oh, dear. You'll have the backyard full of rabbits by summertime, Ollie.
No, I don't think so, Mrs. You see, it turns out both the little fellas is little fellers. Well, so long.
Billy Mills in the orchestra and Rag in the Scale.
Hey!
mighty glad to get these letters in that post office. 1,000 letters is pretty heavy, you know that?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
You want to carry them a while now?
No, I would, but we're already here, kiddo. Here, let me open the door for you.
You're sweet. Where can I set these down?
Oh, set them right here by this window a minute. I'll find a clerk and see if he'll take them like they are.
Yes, now if we have to stuff them down a mail chute one at a time, it'll be midnight before we
hold
ever get
everything.
Home.
I heard somebody talking behind this window. Hey, you in there. Wait on us, will you?
Oh, I'll be happy to, sir. And believe me, I could wait on you indefinitely.
Well, thanks, bud. So
let's try it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You run on home, I'll wait. You come back in about 20 years, and if I'm still here, kick my brains out because
Wait a minute now. That's very funny, bud, and I'd love to accommodate you, but we got some letters to mail.
Yes, and don't play games with my husband, sir.
No.
He's much too tired for that.
You said it.
Let me warn you that my husband can be quite temperamental at times.
Yeah.
He's Moody.
Well, I'll be glad to help you, Mr. Moody. And you, I presume, are Mrs. Moody?
No, she's not Mrs. Moody. She's my wife, Mrs. McGee.
Certainly, I didn't say his name was Moody. I merely said that sometimes he is Moody.
Oh, an alias, huh?
Huh?
Just sometimes he's Moody. Who is the other times? Babyface McGonagall?
Of course not. Now, you look.
Just take a look up there on the bulletin board, baby. See if his picture's up there.
What?
Why, we could turn this guy in. Grab the reward. You and I could powder out for South America and...
Doggone it, cut it out. My picture's not up there on that bulletin board.
Of course not.
Well, I can fix that. You got a snapshot of yourself, Moody? I'll paste it up there, call the FBI, split the reward...
Now, wait a minute, Buster. Look, I got letters to mail. I'm a taxpayer here, and by George, I want service.
Oh, you just missed him.
Huh?
Mr. Service went by George on his way home a little while ago. Now, George went with him.
No, he means he wants to...
Oh, the postmaster remarked at the time that Mr. Service is out of service today, which got a big laugh out of me because my raise is on the postmaster's desk. And believe me, Mrs. Moody, I nearly split my sides.
Oh, here now. Stop it, for goodness sakes. I am not Mrs. Moody. Now, you straighten up or I'll call the postmaster. I don't like this horsing around.
Orson, she don't like you around. You heard the lady. Beat it, Bum.
Gee whiz, you brought me here, Molly, and... Oh, dadrabbit, I'm not Orson.
Oh, I'm burning up.
I'm giving up.
I'm closing up. Good day, Mr. and Mrs. Moody.
Hey, come back here. Open up. Hey, you, Orson.
Tired.
Yeah. I'm Moody. Am I glad to get home? Finally got the dad ratted letters mailed anyhow. What time is it?
Midnight. How many did you send out altogether?
1,000. Now a nickel apiece, that's $50, Tootsie. And I earned it, too.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this living room. You scattered papers around here like a congressman going home for Christmas.
Well, when Bud Crud sees what a valuable job I done, when he starts getting letters back with dollar bills in them, what you looking at?
Well, that's strange.
Hmm?
Here's a couple of letters we must have dropped on the way out.
Yeah, so what? We'll mail them tomorrow. Let's go to bed. I'm tired.
There were two sets of envelopes, weren't there? Blue ones and white ones?
Sure. White ones were addressed to the customers, and the blue ones were stuffed into the white ones and addressed to Bud Crud's outfit to send their money in. I'm tired,
Molly. Now, just a minute, McGee.
Hmm?
What color were all those envelopes we just finished mailing?
Why, blue, of course. Well, sure, the blue ones were supposed to be stuffed... Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You stuffed them all into the wrong envelopes.
Holy smoke.
1,000 letters, and they'll all go straight to Bud Crud.
Oh, dear. You know something, Molly? Maybe Ollie had an idea at that about me selling jackasses. I could put my picture on the envelope and sell more jackasses and... Oh, well, come on, let's go to bed.
Bibber and Molly will be back in a moment. Are you one of those people who can't get going in the morning until you've had a cup of coffee? Well, I know exactly how you feel. And let me tell you something. That cup of coffee will taste extra good when you use pet milk in it. Now, if you take your coffee black, of course, that's different. But if you use cream, just try that next cup with Pet Milk instead. Maybe you didn't know it, but Pet Milk gives coffee a satisfying flavor that's hard to beat. That's because Pet Milk is good, sweet country milk concentrated to double richness, making it twice as rich in cream as ordinary milk. Well, naturally, then, it's just right for coffee. Get some Pet Milk at your grocer's tomorrow. Use it for coffee, for cooking, for your milk and cream needs. Remember, Pet Milk costs less than half as much as cream, less generally than ordinary bottled milk.
McGee, I finally got Mr. Crud on the phone for you. Here.
Oh, thanks, kiddo. Hello, Crud. This is McGee. Hey, you know what happened? It's very amusing. Yeah, by mistake, I got the circulars in the wrong envelopes, and they'll all be sent direct to you instead of the sucker list. Ain't that a panic? But here's what I want to know. I spent $30 postage of my own dough, so if you send me a check to return the $30, I'll be... Yeah, but look, Bud, I said... Yeah, but the thing is, Bud... Cut off, I guess.
No.
Huh?
Look, the wire's melted.
Ooh.
See? Wire's melted in three places.
Oh, yes. Well, good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Have you ever wished you could have a few days when you didn't have to cook and clean and take care of the youngsters? A few really carefree days? Well, Sally Carter tries it with surprising results in the story of the week next Saturday morning on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program. It's a grand story, and Mary Lee Taylor's recipe of the week is a dandy, too. A delicious Pet Milk dessert called Banana Marshmallow Pie. Remember, for this big double feature program, tune in next Saturday morning to Mary Lee on NBC. That's Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Attend a coming-out party for a convict in Big Town next on NBC.